Hi, I'm Jay Shubrook, DO, professor and diabetologist at Toro University. We're at the 77th annual ADA, American Diabetes Association Scientific Sessions, and I'm here with one of my colleagues to continue the program on practical use of insulin in primary care. Today I'm talking with Gerard Sebastian, MD. He's a family physician and fellowship-trained diabetologist, and he has a practice that's actually melding both primary care and diabetes in Longview, Washington. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
We're really happy to have you here. So this one of the topics that we're going to talk about today is about the timing of insulin dosing. And, you know, there are so many insulins, and they all have different kind of profiles, and timing gets to be lost sometimes. So maybe let's start with basal insulin. So for one of the basal insulins, when do you like to dose it, and what instructions do you give?
Okay. Every time I see, especially new patients or new consults, I always explain to them the mechanism of action of insulins and when's the best time to take this insulins. With basal insulins, we all know that this insulins lasts for 24 hours, especially with the Lantus and the newest one with the longer acting or longest acting Tresiba. But I always ask patients what time of the day is convenient for them to take these medications, because it's better to take them at least once a day and at the most convenient time so that they won't forget, because the consistency is more important also, or is important for patients to with these medications.
So time of the day doesn't matter as long as it's time it's convenient for them.
Yes, and also to be consistent on taking this every day.
Mm. So that's an important point. So if I'm going to take it in the morning, it's got to be consistently in the morning.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So some people take basal insulin twice a day. When would you do that?
Well, especially if a patient's taking large doses of insulins, and I usually recommend, like, if they're taking more than 60 or more than 80 units, because especially if they're taking insulin pens, some pens only can give up to a maximum of 60 units, but the newest pens now on the market can give up to 80 units. So when they're on the 80-plus units of basal insulin, I usually recommend to split the dose.
Okay. So particularly if you're exceeding the dose of the pen, that's a great time to split the dose, mostly because of the mechanics, right? Mm-hmm. You're going to have to take two shots anyway. That's really helpful, and I think it's important for our patients. So what about mealtime insulin? We have many, many choices, and everybody seems to, you know, I think we give instruction to our patients, but they have their own path when they actually take insulin. Mm-hmm. How do you introduce the concept of timing of the dose for mealtime insulin?
So, yeah, with any type of insulin, this is actually the most common type of insulin that the patient does incorrectly. Some of them take it within the meal, sometimes after meals, which doesn't really work in that case. So, and they think that most rapid insulin or short-acting insulin has the same actions. But for patients taking regular insulin that we all know hits the blood or in the system about 30 minutes, so I recommend them to take this 20 to 30 minutes before each meal. But for newer insulins or the analog insulins, especially for patients that are having some memory issues, I tell them to take them just right before they eat.
So that becomes complicated because we use all of those insulins. Mm-hmm. Do you have patient handouts? How do you specify that to the patient, and how do you reinforce it?
So every visit, I discuss this with them at length so that they get this proper time correctly. And if they need more time, we have handouts that we give them. And also, I have a diabetes educators in our clinic to give more information to our patients.
Yeah, having an educator is so important. I think it really makes a difference. So I have patients that say, you know, I'm getting to the meal and I'm not sure how much I'm going to eat, and I'm really nervous about taking my insulin before the meal. Mm-hmm. I know once I ate, I know what I ate. And what do you tell them?
So in these instances, we usually try to adjust the insulin. So to make it simple for the patients, I always advise them that if they don't think that they don't have that appetite at that moment, if they think that they're going to anticipate just eating half of their usual meal, I would request them or advise them to take just 50% of their usual dose just to prevent hypoglycemia.
Yeah, so that's a really practical answer. If they're not sure they're going to eat, they can make the insulin match their food. Now, of course, most people who take mealtime insulin, and at least in our practices, take both insulin for their food and insulin to correct their high sugars. Yeah. And I see patients who will take their insulin for their meal beforehand and then the correction afterwards. Mm-hmm. What do you recommend?
Well, that's not a proper way to do that. The correction should be included with the meal or the insulin coverage for the carbohydrates. So I always emphasize that they need to add the corrections on their base insulin for the bolus insulin. But if the patient says that they will not eat at that mealtime, I always tell them that they can take just the correction, but mm-hmm. without the base insulin, in order to correct if the blood sugar is high.
Boy, that is such an important thing. So at every mealtime, it sounds like you want your patients who have mealtime insulin to check their glucose. Mm-hmm. And either way, they should be considering insulin. If they're going to eat, they'll have a dose that goes with their meal. Mm-hmm. If they're not going to eat, they still need to consider their correction dose. And I think, just maybe to reinforce what you said, I kind of tell my patients that, you know, when you check your glucose before the meal, if things are high, you're already off. So you need mm-hmm. to set that corrective path before you do another action. So take your correction and it sounds like you do the same, mm-hmm. with that, take your meal dose. So you take them together.
Yes, mm-hmm. that's correct.
Okay. And then what about the math? That math can be quite hard for patients. Do you have any advice about how to help people when they're timing their dose and then getting the right dose?
Every visit, I always calculate the dose for them, and I usually go with the correction, 1,500 divided by their total the daily insulin dose. That's for type 2, and for type 1, I use the 1,800 divided by the total daily insulin dose. And if the patient is capable of doing carb ratio, then I also calculate that. And I like the carb ratio compared to a fixed dose of bolus insulin, because it matches the amount of insulin to the carb intake. And that lessens or decreases the risk for hypoglycemia.
So it sounds like you do a fair amount of patient education to make sure they get the right dose.
Yes.
Yeah, that's so important. So the last thing I guess I want to ask you about is that when you look at insulins that are regular insulin or the rapid-acting analogs, how do the patients know whether it's working? How do you help them to define whether they got the right dose at the right time? Do you ever sandwich the glucose checks?
Yes. I always advise them to, especially if we're starting a new dose, to check their blood sugar 2 hours after meals. And the goal we set is based on what's the guideline, which is less than 180. And I always also ask them, like, checking it before the next meal, especially if their mealtime is about 4 hours apart. Mm-hmm. And the blood sugar should be less than 150. And by those numbers, that would give us an idea that we got the right dose of their bolus insulin.
So they have to check both times to know, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's really great. So today you talked about the importance of basal insulin can be taken any time, but pick a stable time of the day and take it regularly at that time. With mealtime insulin, make sure you know the kinetics of the insulin. Mm-hmm. Make sure they take it before. Last thing I guess I want to ask is, what if I forget? You know, I'm busy today and I have mm-hmm. lunch and I forgot to take my insulin.
In those instances, if they're doing it very, say, rare or occasional, I would, just to be safe, I would advise them to just skip that dose and just wait for the next meal. But if they do check their blood sugar and it's in between meals, I advise them to just use the correction scale without the fixed dose or the carb ratio.
Wow. So really important things you shared today. You really talked about a lot of things about the timing and kind of best practices for insulin. So thanks for coming in today.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.